This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Michal Levine, the Vice President of Product at Hero, the IoT-connected device that automatically dispenses medication when you need it. And Michal, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Great to be here.
You're more than welcome and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today, Michal. So for starters, if you would introduce yourself, past companies you've worked at, and describe your role at Hero at the present.
Absolutely. So my name is Michal Levine. I've been leading UX and products for over 15 years now across different industries and company sizes, from early stage startups to large corporates. My past decade has been primarily with Alphabet. I worked at Google for 6.5 years and later joined Verily, the life sciences arm, where I spent 4 years until joining Hero. I joined Hero about 6 months ago as a VP of product, as you mentioned. Hero is a fully connected medication management solution, bringing together a smart pill dispenser, a connected app, and an integrated prescription refill and home delivery service. And I have to say that I'm very excited to be part of this team that is addressing one of the most pervasive healthcare challenges, medication non-adherence. Just to give some perspective, 50% of Americans don't take their medication as prescribed. And in a reality where 60% of adults in the U.S. have at least one chronic condition, we just see significant consequences, such as 125,000 preventable deaths in the U.S., as well as up to $300 billion avoidable healthcare costs. So being able to be part of a team that is trying to change that is something that I'm very grateful for.
Well, we're certainly thankful for what you do in this space and for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Hero. So if you would, tell our listeners more about what inspired you to be a part of Hero.
Absolutely. The idea of Hero was actually born in 2013 as Cal, our CEO, witnessed his mom really struggling with taking her medication as prescribed after having a heart attack earlier that year. And Carl's mom, just kind of like for you to know, he's actually a primary care physician, and she had to manage a complex regimen of about 16 medications a day. And unfortunately, she ended up having 2 avoidable hospital readmissions due to the difficulty managing her meds. Now, when Carl and his family saw that, they absolutely didn't expect it. She's a doctor, so if anyone should master the meds, it's her. But as they discovered, proper medication management is a complicated process physically, logistically, and emotionally. So going through that experience led Cal to the founding of Hero with the goal to build an end-to-end medication management solution that can really help people get a renewed sense of independence and get in charge of their health again. And also, not less important, is giving peace of mind for the entire family, which is part of that journey, enabling them to retain the focus on the quality time spent together rather than pill talk and medication management.
Yeah, the first time I was introduced to Hero, the first thing I thought of was this would be perfect for those with diabetes, since you offer IoT-connected devices that dispenses medication. Perfect for those with diabetes. Now, speaking of which, how does Hero address the pain points of medication mismanagement? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's a really important question. And even just to set the stage, when we talk about medication adherence, it's important to understand what it actually stands for and what are the pain points that are associated with each of these aspects. So when we look at medication adherence, we refer to the extent to which patients take their medications as directed. Now, this involves 2 parts. Part 1 is obtaining the medication from the pharmacy. And you might be surprised to hear that 25% of prescriptions in the U.S. are left unfilled by patients. So that's problem number 1. The second part is once an individual fills their prescription, they need to use that medication according to the instructions provided without missing doses or just deciding to, you know, like stop it prematurely altogether. And as I mentioned before, we see that 50% of people don't take their medication as prescribed in the US, so it is a pervasive issue. Now, when we look at medication management and the pain points behind it, we see that it's a multifaceted problem with many barriers, such as cost and access to care, human behavior, complex regimens, side effects profiles, and more, that really get in between people and their health. And this is where Hero comes along. So Hero's entire software and hardware ecosystem was designed to mitigate these barriers and help our members both save time managing their medication, as well as provide them with the independence and peace of mind that they seek. So what we see is that the Hero membership includes access to our smart pill dispenser, as you indicated, a medication management app, both for the member and their caregiver, an integrated prescription refill and delivery service, as well as 24/7 member support. Now, the collection of all these parts of the membership package really address the two parts that I've talked about. One is helping people, you know, keep the lines in the pharmacy and just deliver their medications to their home. And the second piece, through an integrated, fully connected system, we really help people manage their medications on a daily basis. So, for instance, Hero's smart pill dispenser automatically sorts and dispenses their medication with one button press. That's all it takes. In addition, it alerts both with audible and visual feedback when it's time to take a medication, so you really can't forget it or ignore it. And also, it sends a reminder through the app and alerts the caregiver in case a medication has been missed. So all of these things together really help provide real-time medication adherence, management, and data to caregivers and their families looking after loved ones.
Certainly do appreciate your thorough response and the coverage there. Much appreciated today. We're with Michal Levine, the Vice President of Product at Hero, the IoT-connected device that automatically dispenses medication when you need it. And she's joined us here today on Health Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are some steps that the healthcare industry could improve on and reduce medication mismanagement?
Yeah, that's a really important question and one of the fundamental aspects that we are also looking at an ongoing basis. As I mentioned, medication adherence is a complex behavior and it is influenced by a web of causes along the continuum of care. And these do relate to, as you mentioned, the healthcare system. Some examples are the lack of care continuity and synchronization, provider-patient relationship, and the complexity of the process overall. We also see socioeconomic factors playing into it, cost being a dominant one. Others include health literacy and social support. Along with that, there is also just a particular condition or therapy that is involved, like the regimen complexity, effectiveness of the treatment, and finally, patient-related drivers, such as cognitive impairments, forgetfulness, medication beliefs, illness perceptions, and more. Now, taking all of this into account, there's obviously not a simple formula or solution, and it does require a systematic effort across the healthcare system. With that in mind, some areas that I can highlight that would benefit from a more systematic attention include one, I would start by talking about the cost. So naturally, people that have chronic disease have greater prescription drug costs, mainly due to the sheer number of prescriptions that they take. Now, this high cost leads to non-adherence as a way to save money, you know, either through abandonment of the prescription, as I mentioned before, as well as just missing doses or, you know, having pills to reduce costs. Another aspect is access to care and the complexity of the process in terms of barriers to access for regular primary care, and just having to manage multiple healthcare providers. So when we look at all these complex problems, direct-to-consumer medtech companies can solve them on their own. And this is where different types of companies and entities, if they work together, can really create opportunities to succeed in a digital world like the one we live in. So just as an example that I can give on that note, we are seeing an inflection point in consumerization of healthcare, as well as a push to lower the barriers to healthcare with services like telehealth and tech-enabled home care that really define where the industry is going and has been accelerated with the pandemic. When we look at payers and providers as part of the healthcare system, they can proactively promote and integrate such digital innovation in order to increase engagement and improve patient outcomes. Because at the end of the day, the more connected physicians and providers are with their patients, the more capable they are in addressing underlying health issues beyond the symptoms. So such connected services such as Hero that is offering continuous data-driven view into patients' health can really provide holistic view rather than just relying on anecdotal doctor visits or lab checks. So these are some examples where some healthcare entities can really help as part of changing the way that medication is managed.
Now, let's look at the U.S. government in these regards. Each year, medication mismanagement costs the American healthcare system nearly $300 billion. And is there anything that the government could do to make this more of a pressing issue? Certainly is eye-opening to see these numbers.
That's an excellent question and a really interesting point. As I mentioned, it is a complex aspect and a complex business that requires a lot of entities working together. One area that I also highlighted before is the cost issue. And interestingly enough, I was reading a 2019 report that was published by the Congressional Budget Office, and that was around the safe harbor for pharmaceutical rebates, which is an ongoing discussion. But really, the interesting point that came out of that they indicated is for each dollar of improved medication adherence, medical costs are reduced by $2. So I think it really shows the value and the promise in addressing the cost issue, both for patients who are really struggling at affording those medications, as well as from a healthcare system and a government perspective in terms of how much we can save as a system, and most importantly, how many lives we can also save as part of that.
Yes, certainly do appreciate your response to that question. Most helpful. Now, looking ahead, what's in store for Hero, say, in the next 60 days, 6 months, or a year from now?
Eric, that's the million-dollar question. While, you know, I can't disclose our product roadmap per se, what I can say is that we are continuing to expand our product offering to support medication management needs, and we're really taking a 360-degree approach. As well as supporting our members more broadly in their care journey through understanding medication taking in the broader context of their health. So I'm happy to come back and discuss further our product as it continues to develop. That would always be a pleasure to do.
And of course, it certainly would be our pleasure for you to come back and to cover that as well. Thanks for that offer. As we do conclude today, is there any tips that you'd like to provide for our listeners tuning in today or anything else you'd like us to be aware of?
Absolutely. There's, there's a famous saying that I always go back to by C. Everett Koop that says, drugs don't work in patients who don't take them. And this is a simple truth. At the same time, you know, getting deeper and deeper into this space, while it might sound simple, medication adherence is complex, as we discussed, and patients want independence. And I would just like to wrap up by saying that Hero is focused on delivering on that premise, making medication taking a frictionless process and enabling people live their life to the fullest.
A perfect place to conclude today. Michal, thanks for all the information shared and for your time today on behalf of Hero. And speaking of Hero, where's the best place to get further information on Hero online, and how could listeners also be in contact as well?
Yeah, they can visit www.herohealth.com, where you can see all the details about our service and how to contact us. We are available 24/7.
And of course, we certainly appreciate that. Again, listeners, it is herohealth.com. Michal, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Michal Levine, the Vice President of Product at Hero, the IoT-connected device that automatically dispenses medication when you need it. And again, for all the details, visit herohealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.